danda kangano kuti nhasi hatisi MDC teka.
Heavily armed police details today crashed an opposition protest called by several opposition parties, uniting under what they are calling the National Election Reform Agenda, assaulting the protesters in the process, resulting in running battles between the police and the protesters. A High Court judge ordered the demonstration to proceed, but the police would not budge. This, according to Zimbabwe People First lawyer Gift Nyandoro.
This is a clear case of being contemptuous of court orders, of disregard of the rule of law. This is the extent to which the regime has gone. But be that may be, we are not going to be deterred. I am driving to the offices of the so-called regulatory authority, then we take it from there. If it needs that we are going to file 1,000 of agent chamber application, let it be so, because it's set day for Zimbabwe.
Despite the court order, police continue to beat demonstrators, firing tear gas and using water cannons to disperse the protesters. The police also opened fire on the protesters, resulting in the demonstrators retaliating with stones, logs and other missiles. Several shops were looted, while the Nigerian embassy and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission offices had their windows smashed by the angry protesters. Several protesters were injured during the protest, while an unidentified number of people were arrested. Convener of NERA, Didmus Mutasa of the Zimbabwe People First Party, told reporters that they would organize another demonstration next week after today's protest was crushed by the police. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the MDCT, Obet Gutu, said the Southern African Development Community should now be seized with the security situation in Zimbabwe when leaders of the regional bloc meet next week in Swaziland.
So we are saying, as the MDC, this just you have just seen for yourselves the level of police brutality, the level of utter disregard for the rule of law. So we are saying, when the SADC meets in Mbabane, in the capital city of Swaziland next week, Zimbabwe should actually be number one on the agenda. Zimbabwe is now total out of control. The Robert Mugabe regime is now a rogue regime. And we call upon SADC to actually have an extraordinary summit on Zimbabwe. So the summit in Mbabane next week should actually be nothing else but to discuss the deteriorating political situation.
Zimbabwe People First President Joyce Mujuru said the anger that was shown by the people today is a result of what she called Mr. Mugabe's misrule.
But you know, this thing has been there for a long time. And when people are bottling this for too long, you know what it is that will happen. And these are the results. And we can't blame them for that. And they've been whispering their anger. And nobody has been giving an ear to that. And this is what we are witnessing. So we are there to live with it. If we are not going to get any response sooner, surely they will wait until the day for voting comes, and you will see the results.
MDCT leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai concurred with Mrs. Mujuru.
We are in the season in which you don't know when it will evolve into what. But what I can assure you is that the people's anger is very deep. People's desperation is very deep. And I think, in my view, it must not relent. It must continue to express itself, the level of desperation that Zimbabweans are facing, so that we are able to solve this problem. It appears that when people succumb to fear and intimidation, people think that that's the end. But I'm very glad that Zimbabweans are beginning to say, no, enough is enough.
Some of the protesters said they would not leave the streets until President Mugabe leaves office. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.